Hey, all you Blue Jays fans out there, welcome to the Morning Mash here. I am Craig Borden, and as always, I am your host for the Morning Mash here on the Jaybird Watching Gamecast. So, yesterday was a game that got off on the wrong foot and all sorts of terribleness in the first inning that led to a Blue Jays loss, a slight surge with the bats, just as many hits as the Los Angeles Angels in this one, where they got 9 hits, but not totaling as many runs as the Angels did. But like I said, bad news right off the bat in this one. After the 1-2-3 first inning for the Blue Jays offense, Aaron Sanchez comes out on the mound and struggled with his control, allowed 2 hits, and then left the game after just 1 inning. All accounts at the moment say he's got some kind of a finger thing going on, or contusion with his finger. It sounds to me like it might be a short this DL stint, but or might be just a quick one miss outing or something like that. But in the meantime, like I said, he struggled because of this whole thing, allowing 2 hits, 2 earned runs in the first inning, walked a batter, and was kind of around the plate, but just missing, but got a strikeout along the way. Joe Biagini came in relief and settled things down, actually. For 2 innings, he allowed just 2 hits and struck out a pair, and was throwing very good. Had some great solid command on his pitches. I really hope that this builds some confidence for him, because I honestly did a face palm right to my head right when I saw that Biagini was warming up in the first inning. It just kills me that Joe Biagini is quote-unquote our best option with some of the minor league arms that we have in the system that are currently already on the 40-man roster. Ryan Borucki. Oh, sorry. I just like to see some of these guys get a chance. And one of the guys that got a chance in yesterday's game, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., batted in the 9 spot, 2 hits, 1 home run, and the home run was something of beauty in the 7th inning when he hit this long bomb to left center field. He took a solid pitch and just destroyed it, but this is after he had fouled off a lot of hard pitches and just hung tight in this bat and looked very good at the plate. That little demotion down to the International League AAA with the Bisons might have done him some really good stuff to get ready for being a Major League player. And I mentioned the RB, another run scored. He ran in on a Kendrys Morales, I believe. Oh, no, sorry, it's Justin Smoke's double. But either way, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. looked pretty good at space in this last night. So, also looking good, Kendrys continues to be awesome. It's amazing to get around how long his swing is and how long it takes to get to the ball. Happened perfect for everybody. The last week, another 2-3 performance with a home run and a double. The was set up and King gave him a fast. Where Randall Grichuk continues to be, I think, and later last night as an opposite field home run, it's very impressive to watch, but it's destroyed outside control of the ball, 300 and 700 feet, just over 300 feet around the right field wall for the Yankees ballpark. Very impressive. So, unfortunately, as I mentioned, the Blue Jays would take the last one. We'll do 3 hits, and 4 buckets, drop 2, and 2 bumps. This would come out of the last we got to come in and allow just as much problems. Finally, calm down. Take a perfect inning. So, unfortunately, by this point, 2-5 loss. I mentioned they equaled the Angels with hits, but usually in a game where you score 5 runs, you're going to be doing pretty good. But the bullpen kind of let the Blue Jays down in this one as the offense tried to hang tight. So, today, we will cross out to create that should be defended this game. The bullpen better out unless it's not completely escalate the last innings. He's been doing pretty good for this so far. But 3 runs and 9 hits was not quite enough to get the Blue Jays a victory in this. Moving right along, we're going to start talking minor league baseball as the Buffalo Bisons unfortunately took their second straight loss to the Pawtucket Red Sox. And a 4-1 loss on 10 hits by the Red Sox to just 6 for the Buffalo Bisons was not quite enough to get the job done in this. Sean Reed Foley, after having a few wonderful starts, got 5 innings of work in on this one, 7 hits, 4 earned runs, 4 walks, as he really struggled with his command in this. 7 strikeouts, though, which is becoming the new regular for him, and it was impressive to see the 7 strikeouts, but the 1 home run that really led to the big problems. was a little rough for watching for a full game. And former Blue Jays farm was the home run. Good solid. I think he's got a great arm. I really hope the Blue Jays find a way to hold on to him and keep him in the system. Solid depth, and he can kind of swing there to a rotation or need him for a spot. He's got that length in his arm. Obviously, pitched three innings yesterday, and he kind of kept the Bisons in this game. Offensively, he kept him as Darnell Sweeney, a boy in by Robbie Lenz, as it turns out, they started batting in the third league. Danny Jansen, a fire player, so he had 2 feet left scored on, so by Robbie Lenz, the only RBI in the game. Jansen is more than hopes to pitch along with that, so. Not too much to talk about in this game. Reese McGuire did steal his first base, and so did Anthony in eighth. Get some stuff out of it. Alford appears to have his legs on double. The New Hampshire Fisher Cats had the day off, so we're going to continue moving right along. The baby rushers had just missed coming back in this one. But they scored 2 runs in the ninth inning to really get back into this. Kevin Smith was the hero in the ninth inning of getting them back into the game. A 2-run Smith since the Blue Jays, which is just slightly insane. He's been barely with the team over a month, you know. His rise right now is very emulating what the Bush did last year. And since has had this slaughtered by people on the count, he had fought well after Fisher Cats line. He's since figured out how to make it look more ridiculous in video game like over the last month, and we look forward to getting more out of him. And Kevin, as mentioned, is the second cutting talent for the Toronto Blue Jays. Nash Knight would also pick up 2 hits, and so would Jesse Roscoe. And it'd be close for the Blue Jays to coming back. They scored all their runs after six or after, and had the strikeouts. Nick Fishman would come in for allowed 1 more run, and then Jackson McClellan for the 5th run of the Clearwater Threshers' day. But Angel Perdomo would get saddled with his 4th loss of the season, regardless of the fact that he was gray, and saddled with plenty of luck on the mound for him, and just a little. Joshua plus RBI and a sack fly, and then Edward Pizzo runs. Lance Glugman, they're serious against the Great Lakes Loons at the end of the last weekend here, and they're 44-27 on the year. Just insanely impressive for the Lansing Lugnuts, who had already secured a playoff spot and plenty of offense near the top of the year. That's again, you know, picked up 2 hits, 3 at 2 scored. He also had a walk. And who I mentioned had really a horrendous start. He was too good an approach at the plate to be having that kind of luck. It's a lot of good, you know, finds a way out basically. 3-4. And actually, it was a home run short of the cycle during this game. RBIs and a run scored. Brock Lepus, also had some bats. Singles and we'll pick up the other RBI here in the victory. On the mound, Winter, I can't remember, I gotta look up. And apparently, my phone is gonna completely blank out on me here, everybody, so pause. Alright, after a quick phone start, we are back and rebooted here, and I'll get back to the Matty Lansing Lugnuts news. Sorry for the technical difficulties, everybody. Matt Gunter would have the start for the Lansing Lugnuts and pitch 3 1/3, 3 earned runs on 7 hits. Unfortunately, 4 walks as well. Kind of a rough outing for him, and hopefully he'll improve in his next one. He had a good start in his first outing. Brandon Bochy would come in, 2 2/3 from him, 3 hits. And didn't allow any walks, no runs, 5 strikeouts for Bochy. Pretty solid outing for him out of the bullpen. Kyle Weatherly continues to be pretty impressive over the late. 2 innings of work from him, 2 no earned runs, and a strikeout on 1 hit. And then Matt Shannon would eventually be credited with the win as the Lansing Lugnuts walked this one off in the 10th inning. Very impressive performance. The Jansen Ganino sacrifice bunt was what ended up scoring Reggie Pruitt to walk this off. very impressive, giving his teammate Matt Shannon the win as the Lansing Lugnuts, as I mentioned, continue to just run all over the Midwest League and just crush everybody. So solid, solid performance from them again. So everybody, that wraps our fun with news and everything here. I do have to mention that Steve Pierce is supposedly going to be activated for tonight's game. There's going to be plenty of roster moves if Aaron Sanchez also is going to be heading to the disabled list or whatnot. Sam Gavilio is also supposed to be coming off his paternity leave. After last night, I really hope that Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is hanging out and staying with the major league clubs. I really think they just need to be trucking him out there. The big problem is where do you put him? Kendrys Morales is finally hitting, so moving Solarte to that DH spot or allowing Gurriel to DH is not going to happen, even though he can play third. Elasmus Diaz is playing very, very well at shortstop. And then Devin Travis has also been on a surge lately. So where do you put him in the infield? I really hope they figure something clever out and get a way to give Lourdes Gurriel Jr. some at-bats. If not, maybe this is the reason that they can use some of this to trade some of these guys near the trade deadline as throw-in players. I really am hoping that somebody can sneak in something with the catching philosophy right now. And maybe if Jay Happ gets traded, you take Luke Maley as a throw-in so he has a comfortable catcher with him at the new location, and you bring up Danny Jansen. I really hope something like this starts igniting the fact that the minor league players are getting to the point where it's getting ridiculous to leave them in the minor leagues. They need that shot. They need that challenge. And I'd rather have it in a fledgling season like this when we're dancing below 500 than next year when we could possibly be putting out a solid lineup and crushing things for the American League East, period. I really think there's that much talent in the system that it could be that quick of a turnaround if you actually give some of these kids a chance. So, if you're looking for tickets out there and you're in the Canadian area, in the country somewhere, don't forget to head over to seatgiant.ca. You can use the code JBIRD and get yourself a discount, 5% off whatever your order may be. Hopefully that's enough to walk up the taxes of your ticket prices and whatnot. So, other things, hit those subscribe buttons. We're on iTunes, Google Play, Google Podcasts now, along with pretty much anywhere you can get your podcast fun from, Spotify being the one exception at the moment. So don't forget to join us here every weekday morning. We'll also make sure we bring you all your news. We're going to have an article on South of the Six this weekend, probably about what I think is going to be your 2019 Toronto Blue Jays as of the moment before the trade deadline. Peace out, everybody. Go Blue Jays. And hopefully the changeup is dancing for Estrada tonight.